oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. These words from the prophet Isaiah chapter 64 speak of a dramatic event in the world. The prophet is calling for an event that will change the world forever. That the distance between us and God would be removed. An event that would herald a new age, a new day, a new order, a new reality. After thousands of years of us trying to reach up to God, Isaiah calls, "O God, tear open the heavens and come down." You know, as I think about that, I think of one of my favorite childhood memories growing up. And that was on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, like clockwork. Shortly after breakfast, my dad would stand up and say, "All right, let's go get Christmas down." And like a lot of families, we stored our Christmas decorations in the attic. And so we would begin this time of decorating as my dad would climb up into the attic and start throwing boxes down at me. Now, I was never allowed to go up in the attic. That was my dad's place. But he would hand me down, almost as if from heaven, these boxes of decorations. My mom would put on Christmas music and put something sweet in the oven. My sister, surprisingly, would always sit on the couch and do nothing to help but just watch. But that's just what my sister would do. And with each box, we would see what was in it with our decorations or ornaments or Christmas lights. Christmas just pouring down out of the attic, pouring down like from heaven. It really signaled the start of the Christmas season. Not just because we were decorating, but because our family was together, celebrating together. It was almost a religious ritual of sorts. At least I think it was, because sometimes my dad would speak in tongues, hit his head on a rafter or something. It's a family tradition that I keep up today, as last week and my son and I went up into the attic to take down Christmas. As we gather on this first Sunday of Advent, we gather with the words of the prophet Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Because amidst all the holly and ivy, all the candles and snowmen, the crowds and carols and chimes and bells, the lights and all the decorations that surround us in the holiday season, what we're truly celebrating is that the heavens have been torn open and that God, Emmanuel, has come down. Now, I think a lot of us grow up thinking of heaven as some sort of distant and non-material place, right? Clouds and angels somewhere far away. But for Isaiah, heaven is a very real physical place where God dwells. It's more real than anything that we see around us. And for Isaiah, he knows that more than anything, we need the presence of God. And so we have two options. We can either try to climb up to heaven or ask for heaven to come down. Now, in the Bible, we hear of the first time we tried to climb up to heaven in a story we call the Tower of Babel. And that didn't work out so much. So instead, Isaiah calls out for God to tear open the heavens, come down to us. And what we celebrate in Christmas is God's answer to that prayer. Because in the birth and incarnation of God in Jesus Christ, we are truly seeing the heavens open and God coming down. Not to get too far ahead of the story, but I can't help myself, because after the birth of Jesus, we see heaven breaking out all over the New Testament. When Jesus is baptized, we read that the heavens open and a voice descends saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Later in Jesus' ministry, when he's with Peter, James, and John, they have another heavenly encounter where Jesus is transfigured by the heavenly glory on Mount Tabor, and heaven seems to envelop the disciples. After Jesus' resurrection, he seems to occupy both heaven and earth at the same time, coming and going as he pleases, showing up behind locked doors, showing up along the sea to cook a breakfast for the disciples, to walk with a couple of disciples on the road to Emmaus. It seems that this recapitulation of what we think about of heaven is what Isaiah wants us to understand about Christmas. That what we're celebrating is that God has opened the heavens and come down to be with us. Isaiah believes that when God does this, when the heavens are opened, the world can never be the same. At the very least, it has certainly changed our calendar. It probably doesn't even register for most of us that our calendar is built around this event of the birth of Jesus. In fact, it was in the 4th century, a Christian who has the best name ever, Dionysius the Insignificant. He was called by the emperor, who at this time had become Christian, to create a new calendar for this new Christian empire. And so Dionysus devises a new calendar starting with the birth of Jesus. And he calls this the Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And from that moment forward, after the gift of Dionysius the Insignificant, the whole world marks our calendar off of the birth of Jesus. Whenever someone puts a date on a check or a contract, they are participating, even if they don't realize it, with the fact that the heavens have been torn open and that God has come down. Now, what we celebrate can sometimes get lost in the midst of our decorations. And it's understandable. So much of Christmas is about our traditions, what we do, what we eat, what we put on the tree, where we spend Christmas Eve. And traditions are good because they ground us. But I also hope that this Christmas, you don't lose sight of the mystery, the majesty of what we're celebrating. Of that day when the heavens were torn open and God came down. Because we proclaim that at one point in time, time became meaningless. At one remote place of the world, place became irrelevant. To one expecting mother, the unexpected happened. The heavens tore open. And God came down. This is what we celebrate in this Advent and Christmas season. We celebrate the coming of heaven to earth. This week, we bring out our decorations. We decorate our homes. We decorate our places of worship. Because we want to remind ourselves that something is different. That the world has been changed. And therefore we can be changed. But we also anticipate a future in which the hope, peace, love, and joy that we long for will come in its fullness, a time in which the kingdoms of our world will become the kingdom of our Christ. And so until then, we put up our decorations year after year and sing our songs, light our candles, gather with our family again and again to remind ourselves of that story, of the day that the heavens were torn open and that God came down. My prayer for you is that when the season is over and we box up all of our decorations and put them back up in the attic, we won't forget how the world has been changed and how one day in God's future, once again, the heavens will be torn open and God will come down. Amen. My friends, I hope that you have a wonderful start to our Advent and Christmas season. And may you remember that the world is different because the heavens have been torn open and God has come down. So spend this week looking for ways that heaven is breaking out around you, sharing the good news that God is with us. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.